Good morning, and thank you for starting off your week with the Andy Summers Show on XTU here at the studio. I'm Dave Cruz with producer Donnie, as Andy is home for a week or two, maybe.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, seems that way. Yeah. You know, I had to go pick up my mom in Florida, and all heck broke loose down there with all their COVID cases, which is not just causing a problem for Floridians and family members and vacationing, but also sports. I mean, everybody was so excited about Major League Baseball starting, and now so many of the players are like, nope, this is crazy sauce. I'm not playing.
You're right. After all the arguments and discussions they had to even get the season started, mm-hmm. and you're right, a whole ton of Phillies have apparently, players and coaches and staff have tested positive, but, you know, they're not allowed to say who specifically is positive unless the person allows it, you know, some privacy issue. But a whole bunch of Phillies all of a sudden either didn't report or got put on the 10-day disabled list without mentioning why. So you would assume, I mean, we're not that stupid that we can't figure it out.
Right.
But there's other players over the weekend. This pitcher on the Dodgers, David Price, who's really good, you know, won mm-hmm. the World Series with the Red Sox. And he said he's just not going to play this year. I mean, he's older, has a ton of money. He's like, no, I'm just going to sit out.
I don't blame them, though, right? Because by playing, you're putting your family at risk. Mm-hmm. You know, so or just don't see your family and be quarantined away from them. And that, like, it's a game, and these guys already have millions and millions of dollars. So they'll be fine. Just take the season off. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's.
And you would think, especially, you know, players who have young kids at home. Yeah. It's like, you know, this is such an important time. If I can't see them for 3 months, I mean, that's a big chunk of your life. And like you said, if you're comfortable enough financially and go, hey, I can just play again next year and make it back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's tough, and especially we'll see what happens now with the NBA, too, and I think MLS, because they're all sequestered down in Florida. That's where they're supposed to be, because that was supposed to be a great safe spot. And,
right.
And as you know, from going down there to get your mom.
Way to go, Florida. That place is bonkers. We'll talk more about what I saw on my trip and why it's no surprise to me at all that they have the highest numbers in the world, okay, I think, at this point for coronavirus cases.
Yeah. I think maybe the only sport that has it right is, I think, hockey is going way up to Canada, like Edmonton or Vancouver or somewhere off where they're going to.
And there's no one in Canada.
There's nobody that
lives
there.
That's where to go.
Yeah, there's Bryan Adams, Shania Twain, and I think maybe one of the Nickelback people. I don't know. They're like, they're all up there. And that's it. So there's plenty
of
room.
They're up there. But right, that's where people just go to disappear.
Yeah, but you watch enough of those true crime shows, you know.
I know, that's where to go, man.
But then it's weird, too, because there are, you know, so many players are Canadian, but they had to waive the Canada rule where no one from America is allowed up there. They had to waive that rule to bring the American players up, so we're probably going to ruin it for everybody up there, too.
Oh, that could be. Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR driver, just tested positive. And I mean, he's a NASCAR driver, so he's got to pull out now, so he's not able to race.
Yeah, so he's going to miss
a
race or two.
Yeah,
and then, you know, that affects the whole season-long standings if he's missing a race or two. So it's...
It's a lot. So is that worth it? And then now I was just reading that the NFL might be fining players. So because we're like, okay, well, at least we might have football this fall, right? Like, fingers crossed.
Right.
But now they're saying the NFL might be fining players who dine out in restaurants and you'd use ride-sharing services. Once the season starts, they're totally going to be locked down, too, so that they don't share their germs with mm-hmm. each other, you know?
What would be a good way then? Maybe they should play the football season. Each team gets one player, and they have to do everything. Wouldn't that be fun? Like, do you remember when you're like a lonely kid and you're out in the yard and you play quarterback and receiver and you just throw the ball really high so and then you can run and catch
and
it?
And then right, oh yeah, like and in baseball when you like throw the ball up and hit it and then you would have to. Right. I mean, it would be much more difficult there, but I guess we could just resort to like foosball and then have a partition in the middle so that you're not breathing on each other. So then it's one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ping pong. That's good, right? You're separated.
Ping pong.
Separated, maybe.
Yeah, you could. Well, I mean, you can't use plexiglass, though.
Oh, that would be bad. Then you'd just be hitting the ball back to yourself.
Right.
We'll figure it out. We'll put our brain power
Maybe Joey Chestnut and these eating competitions, maybe that's it.
Just everyone
maybe
has to do
professional
eating.
Maybe that's what we need to see. Yep, that's what it's going to be. Everybody is just going to be home with their families, and they're going to have their own little eating competition.
And the whole football season will be Carson Wentz versus Tom Brady in a hot dog eating contest. That's nasty.
Wake up. The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Every morning. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.